On Saturday, residents of Mineral County voted overwhelmingly for the renewal of their school levy, according to the Mineral Daily News Tribune. 88% of voters supported the measure that provides schools with $5.9 million each year for 5 years to support new textbooks, teacher salaries, transportation, libraries, and facilities. However, in Randolph County, the outcome was different as voters rejected the county's excess school levy that would have provided $2.8 million each year for 5 years to the county schools. The vote was split as 55% rejected the levy and 44% supported the levy. Outside Jennings Randolph Elementary School, where voters in the 23rd and 24th precincts cast their ballots, residents voiced their opinions. Donald Mole spoke against the levy.
Commanded today to vote against the levy because of wasteful spending by the county.
Resident Elwood Seitz supported the levy.
I think this levy has been very important for us because I am a teacher, and we have seen many improvements in the school system and many things that we could not do if we didn't have the levy.
On Saturday night, after results were announced at the county courthouse, many were disheartened at the levy's failure, including Randolph County Schools Superintendent Pamela Hewitt.
We are disappointed and somewhat discouraged with the results, but I think it's imperative to remember that only 30% of our voters have spoken. We're not quite certain how our entire community feels because of the low voter turnout.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Andrew Carroll in Elkins.